From scratch.
Hello, my name is Nigel Payne, and
my name is Martin Cousins.
We're doing a bit of a role reversal today because Martin's read something very interesting about outcome goals, about goal setting. So, Martin, what have you been reading and why is it interesting?
Well, I've been reading a report that's been out a couple of months by the CIPD, the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, and it's called Could Do Better, Assessing What Works in Performance Management. And it's kind of a meta-analysis in the sense that it has looked at all the research around performance management and appraisals. And it's kind of just given some insights on what works and what doesn't. And it's a really, really good report. I would recommend anyone to read it if you are in the world of performance management. If you work, whether you're a manager, whether you're in L&D, HR, you know, if your role is about helping people perform better, then this report is really worthwhile. It's not too academic. There's a lot of research. It's kind of evidence-backed. But there was one thing in it that really caught my eye, and it was this idea of behavioral and learning goals. Now, they are different to outcome goals. So in kind of regular work tasks, you have an outcome goal. You have to produce X number of this every hour, and that's the outcome. In complex tasks, which we are increasingly seeing, especially, I suppose, for in knowledge work and, you know, other areas of work now as work changes and there are big challenges in terms of, you know, how businesses develop themselves at greater speed and all the rest of it, then there are more complex tasks in organizations. But you can't really have outcome goals because sometimes the outcome is not clear in complex tasks. However, you can have behavioral and learning goals, and they are all about, you know, kind of the behaviors that are present or need to be present whilst working on a task, and also this focus on what you learn. And I think what was interesting about this was this idea of how you really embed learning into organizations. I just thought, isn't that a way to do it? You know, this idea of building learning cultures and learning organizations. And in actual fact, rather than being a top-down thing, there's this opportunity to do goal setting that have, you know, the goal setting where there is a learning outcome. So that means that you might have, anyone in any job might have these other goals and tasks and outcomes that are related to the task. Like you have to do, you know, they're the basic elements of your job, but you might have some more complex tasks in there too. So, you know, in your appraisal, you might say you've got to do these 10 things. Six of them will be fairly straightforward outcome type goals, but four of them might be complex. And within them, those four, you could have learning outcomes as a part of them.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is that we tend to simplify everything into outcome goals. So we set people very complex tasks and then have a really simplistic way of measuring success, which in turn, because we're task oriented, actually dilutes the task and makes its achievement not only less successful, but often less achievable. So I think this is a good point. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you. On you go.
Well, no, so it's... So I think that coming back to this learning outcome, it's basically an opportunity for managers and, you know, the wider and individuals and definitely the wider organization to focus on the learning that is going on whilst carrying out tasks. And I think that's quite a simple idea, and I'm sure it happens in lots of organizations, but you're right. You know, you can have these more complex tasks that need to be done within a lot of roles, but you wouldn't give them outcome goals because you don't know what's going to happen because there's complexity. Yeah. So it's not, you know, so actually a goal might be to kind of, you might have the sort of do your best type goals in complex tasks, which would be absolutely no good if you have to serve 10 customers every hour on a frontline customer service role. I mean, do your best is not going to be good enough. It's like you need to do 10 people every hour. That is an outcome goal. But if there's something a lot more complex, when it's not clear what the outcome is going to be, then you can do more of these other types of goals. So this idea of behavior and learning, I just think, shouldn't that be an area of focus for organizations that want to build more of a learning culture? Because those conversations are happening all the time between managers and the people they're managing.
I think that's right. I also think that by focusing on those more, in some ways, more complex outcomes, looking at behavior, looking at learning goals, you're actually creating a more holistic approach. You're helping develop the individual as well as helping that person succeed in the tasks that they've been set. So you're killing two birds with one stone. And I'm thinking a lot about learning organizations and learning culture. And that would seem to me to be a very strong element of learning culture, would be to let's look at this task and let's look at the learning that will emerge and how we will share that learning once we've got something. And how do we encourage people to take that kind of learning approach and managers to take that learning approach? So it may seem straightforward, we just swap from outcome goals to behavior and learning goals, but there's a whole world in there in that gap. And I think that the weak point, the weak link is going to be the manager, because it's much easier to set an outcome goal than it is to take the risk in a way of saying, see what you learn. Let's just look at what that does to the way you look at the world, rather than get in there and do 12 of those or 6 of those. Even if in saying that you reduce the complexity of the issue to sometimes to absurdity. So this is really good. Let's say it again. It's called Could Do Better. It's a CIPD report.
Yeah.
Everybody should read it. Martin, thank you very much. That was a great topic to bring up and discuss.
Many thanks, Nigel.
Okay, bye. From scratch.